Hey everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we deep dive into topics that small business owners need to grow and scale their local businesses with passion, ease, and flow, so that they can live out their God-given purpose. I'm Bree. I'm the founder of In Spirit Flow Consulting for Small Businesses, and it's my passion to help you design your dream life so you can maximize your gifts that you were born to share with the world. I am really excited to talk to you about a very important topic that you are going to have to really get familiar with. This is perseverance. And what we're going to be going over is not just a mild positive attitude, you can do it. We're not just encouraging. Okay? Let's face it, business is not easy. Anyone who thinks it is has obviously never tried it. Okay? It's even harder when you're a small business and you're really, really passionate about whatever your industry is, but maybe you aren't as well versed in business. And let's face it, business is basically the school of hard knocks. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to lose money. You are going to hire the wrong people that cost you time, energy, and money. You are going to invest in things that don't work out. Sometimes that looks like thousands of dollars down the drain. And so perseverance is going to be something that you need to get familiar with. And it is not just the attitude that, hey, we keep going blindly. No matter what happens, we're just going to keep going. We want to be well-led and intentional with our mission and the direction that we're going. So in business, you are going to experience the highest of the highs, and you're also going to experience the lowest of the lows. The rug will be ripped out from under you sometimes, and you're going to have to deal with that. Being the owner can also be lonely. It can be very stressful. It can be exhausting. And so perseverance is something you're going to get highly familiar with. You're going to have days where you no longer see the light at the end of the tunnel. You want to quit. You are leaning into the fear of all of the worst possibilities that could happen. Or maybe you're just not sure what the next steps are and that scares you. You're supposed to be the visionary. You're the leader. You're supposed to have all the answers, right? Well, guess what? You don't. Neither do I. It's okay. But perseverance comes into play right in that moment. You're going to have problems and you're not going to know how to solve them sometimes. I'm telling you now, having this attitude that leans on faith is going to be, in a roundabout way, the answer to your problems. Now, this isn't just a blind faith and turning the other cheek, saying, everything's going to work out, I'm not going to worry about it, I have my faith, and so everything will be fine. Now, I like that, but there has to be a little bit of strategy mixed in with the faith. And faith actually is part of the strategy. What do I mean by that? Well, we're certainly not relying on God just to make us successful in business. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you use your faith, you lean into your faith as a resource when stuff gets hard, when the problems hit the fan. That is when you send up those prayers and you take time to quietly listen. And perseverance is the art of patience a little bit as well. Because you need to get familiar with the fact that things are going to change. If you have that attitude of, we do things this way because we always have, and that's worked out for us, and we don't like change, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Eventually, and it won't be probably far off in your future, you are going to need to pivot. You are going to need to take on new projects that might be stressful for you, but you're going to have to go into it with an attitude of faith and optimism. And it's not blind faith and it's not blindly optimistic if you are actually in communication with God, listening to the answers that He is showing you, and being patient enough to receive them, because they're not instantaneous. There is a trust in the fact that there is a plan for you. The other part of faith is that trust of looking through things of a lens that this is meant to happen for some reason. Whether it's teaching you resilience and perseverance, or maybe it's teaching you something about your mistakes in hiring, or a past mistake you've made, maybe even in choosing a location for your business and you need to move. Something that's really stressful, but it's actually, you need to work through it so that you can get to the other side and really flourish. And if you stay where you're at and you resist that change because it's going to take some effort, it's going to be stressful, if you resist that change, you are not going to be rewarded and reap the benefits of seeing it through. I also want to talk about comparing yourself to other businesses in your industry. Now, I am a big fan of seeing what else is going on out there. What strategies are other businesses doing that's working for them? But we aren't out there to copy them and imitate them, because that's actually not going to work for us. It has to come authentic from within us, and you can kind of put your own spin on it and make it successful, and it won't be just copying someone else's route. You want to be really, really careful when looking at your competition, because you're kind of walking on thin ice if you don't have a strong mindset and faith behind what you're doing. If you don't have your why narrowed in, narrowed down, your purpose for what you're doing, and the confidence in your ability to do it well, what's going to happen is you're going to stop operating out of faith and you're going to start operating out of fear and out of this lack place in your heart. And you're going to start to feel less about yourself, because you may think that they're having success where you're not. Whereas if you just look through a lens of faith and through a lens of, okay, I'm having a trying time, but this is a lesson to be learned. It's two totally different things. You never want to be looking at other businesses and feeling intimidated or less than. You shouldn't be comparing your success to theirs. All you want to do is perhaps maybe analyze the competition, see what's working for them, what you like, and how you could put your own spin on that or do something even better. But you never want to be looking at it like it's a competition. Okay, there is actually room for everybody to win. And I see this a lot in business owners. They get really caught up in what their competition is doing, and perseverance is so important, because you are going to have times when you don't feel supported. Maybe there's bumps in the road with your employees, or there's bumps in the road with your customers, or there's bumps in the road with your computer systems software. There's going to be mistakes made. Perseverance comes into play when you have this lens on life, that you have faith that you are in the right place and you are here to learn some lessons, but you're carrying out your mission anyway. You have to know that there's going to be hard times, and business is like up and down and up and down. It's a roller coaster. And I can help you implement some strategies to help you avoid that, because that is not ideal. Just because that's normal doesn't mean it has to be that way. And if you get some well-rounded systems and processes in place and wrap your mind around this attitude of perseverance, it is optimistic. Okay, so you have to learn to see the blessings in the lessons. The blessings in the lessons. They're not failures. They are just mistakes to learn from or lessons to learn. And they're going to make you better and they're going to help you grow. And more than likely, if you approach them with the right attitude, they will not be the end of you. But you can't be operating from a place of lack or a place of scarcity or a place of intimidation and fear. Or what you're going to want to do is you're going to be tempted to give in when stuff gets hard. And by give in, I mean quit. Because you are going to have days where you feel that you don't see the path ahead. It's not working out. You're not really sure what to do next. But perseverance is the art of pivoting, adapting, thinking outside the box, and asking yourself, how could this be working for me or working to teach me a lesson? How could this situation be looked at as a blessing? I have brought people on into my business or almost brought them in, and at the last minute, I changed things around. I said, you know what? I'm so sorry. I don't think this is a good fit, and I really wouldn't even suggest you apologize for that, because that means you are protecting your business by seeing the vision. If you are foreseeing a ton of problems, you should not hire that person. You really need to be in tune with what you're looking for and how to best achieve that. Because when you see it, it's going to be like a flashing light. You're going to know it when you see it once you've identified it. And if your mission is to grow and scale and you keep running into things that are causing your numbers to tank, well, that's actually a blessing, because that is giving you a neon sign of what is not working. So business is kind of like a game, and you have to learn what's working in your market, which is constantly changing, by the way. And you have to learn how to best lead your people so that they can do what you're hoping that they can do for your customers. You can't do it all by yourself. So you have to let go and you have to trust, but they can't just do it on their own. They need to be trained properly. So perseverance is really about never giving up, but keeping that right attitude of having faith in what you're doing, having faith that God's got your back. And when you're going through those troubles and those hardships, there might be a reason for that. And maybe what's on the other side of that is so much greater than where you're at right now. That gives me chills, because oftentimes that's exactly what happens. So you cannot give up. You cannot give in when it gets hard. That is exactly when you knuckle down and when you're tempted to see all of the things from a negative lens. You look through it with the lens of hope and the lens of opportunity. The lens of optimism. How could whatever's happening potentially be good for me and a blessing that I can learn and grow from? You'll need to get used to the fact that nothing in business stays the same, not for very long anyway. What worked for you last year, or heck, what worked for you before the pandemic, probably isn't working anymore. Okay? We are in a different world. We've got different mindsets. The current economy is different. There's stuff out of your control. But instead of looking at it as an excuse for your failure and a reason to quit, you look at it and you adapt. So this is the art of perseverance. And it is something, I call it an art because you never really quite master it, I don't believe. I think you're always going to have that fear come in at some point when stuff isn't going the way you want. And that's okay. I also want you to realize it's got to come from within you. That is why it is so important to be very clear on what your purpose is for doing this business, what it means to you personally, and what it means to your customers. If it is just something you're doing for money, or you've lost sight of your purpose and you're not feeling in alignment with it, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough to get you through these tough times. And it's going to mislead you on your next steps to take if that is the place that you're operating from. So I want you to realize your family, your friends, it's great if they are supportive, but a lot of times they're not. Or they want to be, but they're not business-minded, so they may not know how to support you in the way that you really need. And that is what I'm in business for. That's why I'm here, so I can help you from a business strategy standpoint, as well as operating from a lens of faith. Because we can have all the faith in the world, but have no plan in place. And God wants us to take action, and He wants us to take smart actions. We can't have blind faith, but we also can't rely only on strategy, because we need that element of faith to really make it happen. And guess what? Strategy is not doing the same thing over and over again if it doesn't work. Strategy is basically just a plan that can be adapted, but it is a plan that we're going to measure, and it is a plan of attack. And it's based off of not just a theory, but off of sound past experiences. It's based off our market research. The final thing I want to say about perseverance is sometimes your personal life is going to feel like it's conflicting with your business. No one has things go perfectly all the time, whether it be health or emotional or financial. Nothing is perfect all the time. And your perseverance is what's going to get you through. It is going to help you either find solutions, or it's going to help you find a reason to quit if you don't have perseverance, which you will not have without faith and without a strong, strong sense of purpose. I don't want that for you. I want nothing but success and wins. And I want you to realize it can't be that way all the time, though. We are not living in a fantasy world. There's going to be ups and downs. But if you have perseverance, you're going to learn to see these obstacles and these challenges as an opportunity to level up, to grow and scale, and to potentially see some really awesome rewards on the other side of these challenges. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I want to make sure you know about the upcoming workshop that I'm going to be hosting. I am really excited about this. It's happening September 18th, but there will be a replay available, and this is called ACE the Small Business Basics Workshop. Now, this is for the local business owner, whether you're service-based or you have a brick-and-mortar storefront or both. This is for you, okay? This is everything you need to be well-rounded in forms of marketing, retention, your faith. It is the systems, the processes, the attitude that you're going to need to protect your longevity in business. It is no secret a lot of small businesses fail. They are not around after 5 to 10 years. Why? Because they're good at what they do, but they're not really focused on the business growth and protecting that business and your numbers and all these things. They're letting the ball drop and they're letting things slip through the cracks. I see it all the time, and it is my mission in life to help you get your team on board with you, get all of your goals set so that you can start to really grow and scale and actually take your time back, your freedom back. I want you to enjoy your business and enjoy your life. That is your God-given gift to the world. Utilizing your purpose and your business and enjoying it. It should feel like you're in the flow state. That is what we're going for. So, you don't want to miss this workshop, ACE the Small Business Basics, happening September 18th. It's going to be held live on Zoom and streamed live in my Facebook group, Small Business Women Fueled by Faith. I don't want you to miss this because I'm putting everything that I can possibly think of from what I've seen small business owners struggle with. Now, I am someone who has worked in small businesses for over a decade, and I have seen the dysfunction left and right. I've also seen them spend a ton of money, thousands of dollars, on solutions that they thought were going to fix their problems, and they were led in completely wrong directions, and they ended up just wasting that money. So I'm here to really help you get on track and know where you're going and have a plan in place, one that's really going to protect you for the longevity of your business, because I want you to be around in 10 years to come. 65% of small businesses fail. By 10 years, they are not around anymore. And I do also know that most small business owners plan on that money for their future, for their retirement, for their families. What are you going to do if your business goes poof because you didn't plan and because you were so much in the weeds, you didn't see that things were starting to slip? I do not want that to happen to you, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't. So join me for this workshop, Ace the Small Business Basics, happening September 18th. You got to get registered to get all the information, but it's totally complimentary. And I will be introducing an offer to work with me in my 6-month program. So I hope to see you there. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And please share with a friend in business. Tell them about the workshop. Tell them about the podcast. I want to see as many small business owners fueled by faith really getting their strategies and systems in place and their mind right to set them up for success in the long term. Hope you have a great day. God bless.